So do I have to say like a certain thing?
Yeah, I'll tell you. We're going to play some games that are in this book.
Okay.
So this is Liliana.
Yeah.
8032. Can you hit a button for me?
Purple.
Nice. Okay, for this game, I want you to tell me the letter, a picture, what the picture is, and then something else that starts with that letter.
A, apple, alligator. B, boy, baboon. C, cookies, cock. D, duck, dock. E, elephant, Emily. F, fish, fine. G, guitar, good. H, house, home. I, ice, alligator. J, juice box. K, key, kind. L, leaf, Liliana.
Yeah.
M, monkey, mama. N, nose, nostrils. O, orange, octopus. P, plate, pilot. Q, quack, quick. R, red, writ. S, spider, spine. T, table, tickle. U, umbrella, unicycle. V, vacuum, volcano. W, watch, walk. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, yacht. Z, zebra, zoo.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, can you hit another button for me?
You
have a really good vocabulary.
Thank you.
All right, now we're gonna do numbers, so just tell me what you see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15, 20.
What do you think's gonna be next?
21, 25, 30.
What do you think's gonna be next?
35, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
What do you think will be after 100?
100, 200, 200.
How'd you know that?
500.
What do you think is going to be next?
600? 1,000.
So can you read what you see and then solve it if you know how?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Awesome.
19 plus 1 equals 20. 19 minus 1 equals 18.
You got it.
16 times 6 times 3 equals 8.
What'd you say?
8.
8?
Yeah.
6 times 3 equals 18. You were really close, though.
Thank you. 21. Divided by 3. Equals.
Do you want to take a guess? 8 is really close to the answer.
58?
That's a big number. So when we divide, the number gets smaller. Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
It's 7.
7.
All right, hit another button for me. You did awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Ding dong.
Do you recognize that sound?
Yes.
What is that?
A doormel.
Yeah, it's a doormel. Okay, for this one, we're going to look at these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want you to tell me what you see. So, this is a...
rock.
And now there's...
two rocks.
This is a yag.
Yag. Two yags.
This is a
Saturn.
It does look like Saturn, but we're gonna call it a Kel.
A Kel. Two Kels. A slide.
Mm-hmm.
Two slides. Statue.
It is kind of like a statue. We're gonna call it a pipe.
Pipe. Two pipes. A bag. Two bags.
What do you think this one is?
Something.
This is a yawk.
Yawk. Two yawks. Christmas ornament.
It does look like a Christmas ornament. It's called a smide.
Smide. Two smides. Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two bells. Lamp.
We're gonna call it a light.
Light. Two lights. Mug.
We're gonna call it a cup.
Cup. Two cups. Bubble making machine?
It does look like that, huh? We're gonna call it a brib.
Brib. Two bribs. Feather.
It does look like a feather. This is a mip.
Mip. Two mips. Hair.
This is a foo.
Foo. Two foos. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna call it a snack.
Snack. Two snacks. A crib.
Mm-hmm.
Two cribs. Spatula?
It does look like a spatula. It's a dup.
Dup. Two dups. Shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Two shoes.
Mm-hmm. This is a skack.
Skack. Two skacks. Boat.
We're gonna call it a ship.
Ship. Two ships. Rock.
We're back to the beginning.
Yay.
You did that so fast.
Thank you.
All right, hit another buzzer for me. All right, now we're gonna look at some pictures. I want you to tell me what you see in the picture and maybe what you think they're doing.
I see a boat with a boy and a lion in it, and I think they're sailing across the lake, the pond, the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water.
Why do you think they're doing that?
Because they're in a boat and boats sail across the water.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think they're going?
To the shore?
Do you think they're friends?
Yes.
Would you be friends with a lion?
Yes.
What kind of a lion would you want?
A regular lion.
What would you do with the lion?
Play.
What kind of stuff would you play?
Tag.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
What else do you see in the picture?
I see big leaves and bugs.
Do you know what kind of bugs those are?
Dragonflies.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever caught a dragonfly before?
No.
No.
I've seen one.
Oh yeah? Where'd you see it?
Over my pool.
Ooh. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
There's fish and lily pads.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a fish?
No.
No.
I have two dogs, though.
Two dogs?
Yes.
What are their names?
Daisy and Skipper.
Oh.
They're being babysat right now. Right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to go to the next one?
Mm-hmm. A kid dressed like a pilot, and he's flying paper airplanes inside of his bedroom, and there are clothes and toys, and his room is really dirty, and the window's open.
It is.
Yes.
What do you think he's doing?
Flying paper airplanes.
Why do you think he's doing that?
To pretend he's on them, because he has a pilot hat.
Oh. Does your room look like this?
No.
What does your room look like?
My room has two closets and two beds on either side, a window between the beds, a bookshelf, and chairs.
Is it messy like his room?
No.
No. Do you keep it clean?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like it clean, or do you not mind when it's messy?
Clean.
Clean?
Yeah.
Who do you share a room with?
My little sister.
Does she keep it clean too?
I guess so.
Sometimes I hear people say that their sisters are messy.
Yes. A girl in a lab with an octopus, and there are lots of notes, and I think she's studying the octopus.
Oh. What do you think she wants to know about the octopus?
Its secrets. And what it does.
Oh. What are all those things that the octopus is holding?
Book, magnifying glass, pencil, paper. That's all I see.
What is she wearing?
She's wearing a lab coat, and she's holding a light bulb and a clipboard with a blank sheet of paper on it.
Do you like science?
Yes.
Have you ever done an experiment before?
Yes.
What kind of experiments do you like to do?
I do stuff with my dad, like explosions, and I have this science kit that I do. There are lots of sciencey things in there.
Cool.
I see a girl with a giant vegetable in her hand in a garden, and there are shells and clouds and other vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What do you think she's doing in the garden?
Picking up the vegetables.
What do you think she's going to do with the vegetable?
Make food.
What kind of food?
Yummy food?
What kind of vegetables do you like?
Like broccoli, but I only eat broccoli if there's tiny pieces and it's in broccoli mac and cheese.
Ooh. Do you ever eat any plain vegetables?
Not that I know of.
Is there anything else about this picture?
There's a fence. Mm-hmm. And clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a snail.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is her garden?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you think she's the only one who works at the garden?
Yes.
Yeah. What is she wearing?
She's wearing overalls and a long sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And boots.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like she has patched up places and pockets.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think she has patches on her?
Maybe because the other time she was working in the garden, she maybe scratched herself and she worn that and it like got a hole in it, so she patched it up.
Is there anything else you want to say about this picture?
This is giant.
It is.
I wonder if the other ones are giant. They don't look giant.
I don't know. This one's leaves look pretty big.
Yeah.
Have you ever picked anything out of a garden?
Yes.
What?
Grass? And flowers.
Oh. That's awesome.
Thanks.
All right, hit a buzzer for me.
I already hit all of them.
Well, you can hit your favorite one, or you can hit two at the same time if you want. All right, now we're going to do some reading.
Okay. The djembe, mm-hmm, is a drum for West Africa. The world djembe means everyone come together in peace. This drum is played to tell a story. People often come together to play their drum in a group. Three or four may be played together to make a drum circle. People come together to hear the drum music, and they like to dance to the beat. The people also tell a story with their dancing. The djembe has a shell made of hard wood. The top is made from the skin of a goat. It can be different sizes. This kind of drum can be 12 to 15 inches around and is as high as 23 to 25 inches tall. It can be 11 to 29 pounds. This kind of drum can make different kinds of sounds. It can sound low or it can sound high. The music can also be quiet or can be very loud. A long time ago, only the men would play the drum. It was rare to see women play the drum. in the West Africa, so people were surprised when the woman had to work very hard to get to play. Now, there are women drum circles, and women are just as good at playing the music as the men. This kind of drum is first played in West Africa, but now it is played all over the world. It is even played in our country. The next time you go listen to music, you may hear the beat of a djembe in the song.
Awesome.
It is a fact that some kinds of kids do not eat right. If kids don't eat healthy foods, they can get sick. To do your best, you must eat right. I wanted to help kids eat right, so I helped start a garden at school. Like garden at the White House. I asked my friends at school to help, and they said yes. They were really excited. Then I asked our teacher, Miss Burns, to help us. That is such a good idea, Theo, Miss Burns said. I would be happy to help. Miss Burns raised garden beds and the principal said, yes. I asked my grandfather to help us too. My grandfather said yes. He is an excellent builder, and he made the raised bed for us. In early spring, Miss Burns helped us plant seeds in cups in our classroom. We watched the seeds sprout through the soil and grow into seedlings. In May, it was time to plant seedlings. We grew lots of vegetables. We took turns coming to school to take care of the plants. By July, the garden was looking great. There were lots of vegetables, and they tasted fresh. When school started again, there were plenty of vegetables, so all the helpers and fresh vegetables for lunch. In the fall, we had a harvest party to celebrate the garden. It felt good to work hard on the garden and know that we help children eat healthy. This week, my grandma came to visit us. My grandma lives far away. She will stay with us for a week. I like it when my grandma visits. She is a good cook. Grandma makes the best fried chicken, the best gingerbread. Grandma's gingerbread is so good because she makes it with molasses. It is very sweet and rich. She knows I love these foods, so she always makes them for me. Last night, we had fried chicken, greens, fried corn, and gingerbread. I do not know what she will cook today, but I know it will be good. Grandpa makes the best sweet potato pie. I want him to make a sweet potato pie for my birthday. I can make you a sweet potato pie, Grandpa told me, but I want you to help me so you can learn how to make it too. This made me feel really special. The sweet potatoes boiled as we made the bottom crust. Grandpa showed me how to do this part. When the sweet potatoes were ready, we mashed them. Get the sugar, milk, and eggs, Grandpa told me. I stirred the potato filling. We poured the potato filling in the crust. Grandpa said slid the pie in the oven. Let's go to the grocery and get whipped cream for the top.
You did so good.
Thank you.
Which story did you like the most?
Which story?
Yeah.
This one.
Because they were making pie?
No. It was the easiest to read.
Oh. Okay. Can you hit a button for me? Awesome. All right, now I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you would do it.
He's brushing his teeth, and what I would do is I would do the exact same thing.
Well, how'd he do it?
Well, I take my toothbrush and I rinse it, and then I take the toothpaste and put it on my toothbrush, and then I brush my teeth, then I spit out all of them, then I keep doing the same thing, and then I rinse out my toothbrush, and then I put it in my mouth and suck on the water, then I do it two other times, and then I spit it out, and then I wash the toothbrush off and put it away.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thanks. In this picture, he's washing his hands, and what I would do is I would take soap, rub it all over my hands, then I would put it in water and rub it all over my hands, then I would take more soap, a little more soap, and then I would rinse it all off, and then I would turn off the water. In this picture, that person is tying her shoes, and the way I would do, well, I don't really have laces, I have these, so.
How do those work?
Well, there's this little thing you take up, and then you put the shoe on your foot, and then you put the thing down, and then you tighten it, and then you have the shoe on, and you do that to the other shoe, too.
Oh.
In this picture, that person is doing Cheerios. While she's making Cheerios, and what I would do is I would take the Cheerios, pour a little bit in, then I would pour milk in, and then I would put the spoon in and go and put the box away. In this picture, that boy is getting dressed, and the way I would do it is I would put the shirt in my arms, and then I would take the shirt and put it over my head. In this picture, that person is making cupcakes. And what I would do is I would make the cupcakes, and then I would just take the frosting on a knife, and I would spread it all around on the cupcake.
Do you like anything else on your cupcake?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. What kind of cupcake's your favorite?
I like the kind with the white and... I like the kind with the white frosting and the one with the brown frosting.
Mm.
In this picture, that girl is painting. The way I would do it is I would take paint and I would put it on the picture and make a picture. Mm. This picture, he's putting on a seatbelt. What I would do is I would take the seatbelt and pull it over me and then I would buckle it on. In this picture, she is pretending that her teddy bear is dating something. And what I would do is I would just take the spoon, put it in, and put it in his mouth. In this picture, this boy is all dressed up. And the way I would do it is I would order something online, and then I would put it on for Halloween.
Oh, what were you for Halloween last year?
I was a character named Mal from Descendants.
Cool.
In this picture, this person is going down a slide, and the way I would do it is I would climb up the slide, and I would, like, go down it.
With your arms up?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Depends on what kind of slide it is.
Mm.
In this picture, that person is doing soccer, and the way I would do it is I would kick the ball.
Where do you kick it?
Into the net.
Oh.
In this picture, that person is building blocks, and the way I would do it is I would make the blocks into a castle.
Ooh.
Or a house.
Cool.
Depends on.
Do you like to knock them down when you're done?
Yes, I like to kick them. In this picture, that girl is on the swing, and the way I would do it is I would go to the back of the mat, and then I would push off, and I would do, and then I would put my legs out and in, and all that stuff. In this one, that person is giving candy to the other person, What I would do is I would keep it.
What kind of candy do you like?
I like peanut butter cups.
Ooh, me too. Those are my favorite.
Yeah. In this picture, it looks like that boy's in timeout.
Why do you think he's there?
There's a timer here, and he's just sitting doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he did?
Something bad.
All right. You want to hit another buzzer?
Yes.
Okay, this is our last thing. So I want you to pick, pick two pictures that you like to describe.
Okay. This one.
Okay.
And this one.
Okay.
Depends on, this one and this one.
Okay, tell me about that.
So this picture, there's a frog, and on the frog's head, there's a tiny crown, and he's in a cup.
How do you think he got there?
He hopped inside, and then this person took out a cup, and he jumped in the cup.
Oh, he's pretty cute, huh? Yeah. Why do you think he's wearing a crown?
Maybe it was something on the ground, and it ended up on his head.
Oh. Do you like frogs?
Yes.
Have you ever caught them before?
Well, usually when I see them, they're either in the forest or in my pool.
Oh.
Yeah, we find them in my pool.
Here's that other one.
In this picture, there's a unicorn. A donkey! A donkey with a beard, and he's eating candy on the chair.
Yeah. That's pretty silly, huh? Yes. Yeah. Would you have a pet donkey?
Yes.
What would you name it?
Donkey Man.
What else do you see in the picture?
Candy all over the floor.
Candy all over the floor.
And the donkey with the beard has a, like, one of those things that the princesses wear, mm-hmm. like a cone on the head and with the, like, drape things.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
It's a throne.
It's a throne. Do you think it's a queen or a king?
Queen.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right, you can hit all the buzzers if you want. We're all done. Awesome job.
Thank you.